Across the country, rural towns are losing their labor and delivery care, leaving pregnant women to drive further for prenatal checkups. They often miss crucial early appointments. For the last few years, a federal program has used telehealth to fill in the gaps, but funding for that is drying up in parts of the country. Sarah Jane Tribble traveled to a remote area in northeastern New Mexico where the community worries about losing this care.
Chloe Davila is about 13 weeks pregnant. At first, she feared it was going to take a 3.5-hour round-trip drive to see her doctor. That would have meant driving past dormant volcanoes. There are snow-capped Rockies in the distance and lots of cattle ranches. A landscape so wide open, it looks like something from a movie set.
Like if I would have to travel out of town all the time, like with gas and kids and everything, I just work, having to miss work all the time.
But before she ever had to make that long drive, she spotted a billboard for a telehealth program at her local hospital. Davila lives in Clayton, New Mexico, near family. Her dad, aunts, uncles, and cousins. Her hometown is remote, only about 2,800 people in the northeastern corner of the state. The hospital here stopped delivering babies more than a decade ago. But with the telehealth program, Davila is still able to get her maternity care right here. She sits on a white-papered exam table facing a large computer screen. The staff dials up a doctor at a labor and delivery hospital 80 miles north.
Hello, everybody. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Timothy Brenninger is a family practice doctor who also delivers babies. They chat about Davila's due date, and he reassures her about her nausea.
Fingers are crossed that you're, like, at the end stage of it.
It's also the end stage for the telehealth program that made this visit possible. The nearly $3 million federal grant runs out of time and money at the end of August. The grant was used to coordinate telehealth visits and provide equipment. It also employed community health workers who connect moms to social services like transportation and buying baby formula. Rhonda Magno is the chief nursing officer at the hospital one county over where Davila plans to deliver. Magno has watched the program since the beginning.
When I read the final, like, all of the information, I was very surprised. I was like, oh my God, like, it really made a difference.
Over 2 years, the percentage of mothers at her hospital who missed prenatal appointments in their first trimester dropped from 41% to 25%. Nationwide, more than 5,000 women have received medical care using the program.
Let's not let it die.
That's Colleen DeRocher, the program director in New Mexico. She says the grant has kept mothers and their babies connected to medical care.
And it would be a real waste to let those successes just end.
More than half the rural counties across the country lack obstetrics care. Low payments from Medicaid and staffing shortages have taken a toll on healthcare access in rural America. In New Mexico, over half the counties have limited or no obstetrics units. As Chloe Davila's telehealth visit ends, the exam room is filled with laughter.
So we did.
Davila, her nurse practitioner, and Dr. Brenninger are thinking back to when she first came in and asked for a pregnancy test.
I just wanted to make sure.
I understand wanting to make sure. That's so much fun. Were you guys trying to get pregnant then?
Yes.
Awesome.
Davila's baby is due in early September. She could be one of the last moms to benefit from the program. I'm Sarah Jane Tribble in Clayton, New Mexico.
This story comes from our partner, KFF Health News.